You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
I wonder if you saw these really worrying stats that came through yesterday from the IRR, the Institute of Race Relations. They say the number of people receiving grants in South Africa has increased by 328% in the past 15 years, while those with jobs increased only by 24%. So the survey showed that in 2001, there were 12.4 million people employed in this country and 3.9 million people receiving social grants. But in 2016, there were 15.5 million people with jobs. That number had just increased by give or take 3 million. And there were 17 million people receiving social grants. That number had gone up by about 14 million. Right. So just in a space of a couple of years between 2001 and 2016, the report quoted IRR analyst Gerbrand van Heerden, who was saying the numbers are a recipe for social and political chaos. With South Africa formally in recession, the government will find it difficult to afford the cost of its social grants program. He says as the economy stagnates and tax revenues slow, demand for more grants will increase. The government will then have to cut other areas of expenditure in order to meet popular demands for more and higher grants. This here is the recipe of untold social unrest. These numbers, because again, as the report points out, we are in a very difficult economic situation at the moment. Just last week, I think it was the finance minister, Malusi Gigaba, who said there is obviously a need for Treasury now to revise downwards GDP expectations for this year. So the economy is not going anywhere. You know what has happened with the past two quarters of contraction, and technically we're in a recession. So the biggest problem is that we're not hearing any plans coming from government. The biggest problem is that whether you're talking about the finance minister or the president, they are both fighting for their political careers. That's what they are concerned about. They absolutely have no concern about getting the country out of this difficult situation. There is no indication whatsoever that somebody somewhere is doing anything to deal with the situation. Yet it is a time bomb. It will explode in our faces. I wonder what you think about it.